Welcome back. It's time for Chompers, your morning and night toothbrushing show. This week on Your Questions Week, Jasmine is asking our friends at Gimlet Media about your questions. But before we get into the questions, start brushing on the top of your mouth and brush the inside, outside, and chewing side of each tooth.
Three, two, one,
brush.
Today's question is from Wilbur, and our friend Matt Schiltz is here to answer it.
Why do the lunch ladies have those net things on their heads?
All right, Wilbur, I asked myself this question, and I looked it up because I wanted to know the answer, too. So what I found was those net things, well, they're called hair nets. It's a good name, right?
Switch to the other side of the top of your mouth, and don't brush too hard.
So a lot of people whose job it is to make food have to wear hair nets. And it's not because they're a lady, it's because they have hair. For example, if I was working in a kitchen, I would have to wear one because I have long hair.
Oh, I see. So anyone who has hair and works in a kitchen should wear one. But why?
Because the hair on your head actually falls out. You lose up to 100 hairs off of your head every single day.
What?
Don't worry. They usually grow back.
Whew. I was worried there. Switch to the bottom of your mouth. And give your tongue a brush, too.
So what if someone's making your cherry pie, and they're rolling out the dough, and they're cutting up the butter, and they're getting all the fruit ready, and then they put it in the oven? All that time they're doing that work, their hair is falling off of their head. There's a chance that some of that hair gets in the pie.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. So we agree, that's gross. But people didn't always wear hairnets. And not that long ago, people didn't think of hair in their food as that big of a deal. It's just something that happened every once in a while. Until a man named Edward Bernays came along.
Switch to the other side of the bottom of your mouth and keep brushing.
Edward Bernays worked for the people who made hair nets, and he had an idea of how to sell a bunch more. He went around the country to convince people that finding a hair on your food was about the grossest thing that could happen, and that the only way to stop it was hair nets. And they believed him, and they started selling more hair nets. Now, people in kitchens still wear hair nets. And you and I think that it's gross when we find a hair in our food. And all that's thanks to Edward Bernays.
I don't know if we should thank him or not. That's it for Chompers today. Come back tomorrow for more answers. And until then,
three, two, one,
spit. Special thanks to Matt Schiltz, our producer friend from Gimlet Creative.
Chompers is a production of Gimlet Media.